We've never been more connected, yet never more alone. This striking contradiction sits at the heart of our modern work experience. With over a third of Americans working remotely, and the average person spending 5 hours daily on their devices, tapping their phones an astonishing 2,600 times per day, we're facing what can only be described as an isolation epidemic. Half of Americans would rather break a bone than their phone, a startling admission revealing our unhealthy attachment to digital companions. This addiction is literally rewiring our brains, causing us to seek devices rather than humans when stressed or craving connection. The workplace consequences are severe. Despite younger workers claiming to prefer face-to-face communication, many spend nearly a third of their time on social media, resulting in weaker relationships and widespread loneliness. Only 30% of employees report having a best friend at work, yet those who do are 7 times more likely to be engaged. Research consistently shows workplace isolation correlates with lower performance, decreased commitment, and reduced engagement. Our digital connectivity has created an illusion of connection while actually isolating us from authentic human interaction. True workplace fulfillment transcends job satisfaction. When fulfilled, you progress toward meaningful goals while developing yourself and making a difference. This sense of purpose underpins all workplace connections. Social media has paradoxically increased isolation. Studies show 2 hours of daily social media use doubles social isolation risk, while increased Facebook activity correlates with depression. We compare ourselves to others' curated highlights, feeling inadequate. Only 6% of young people present authentic versions of themselves online. Workplace burnout has reached crisis levels. Nearly a third of employee attrition stems from burnout, with half of workers continuing tasks at home after hours. Despite increased workloads, wages lag behind inflation while corporate profits rise, leaving employees feeling undervalued. After meeting basic physiological and safety needs, Maslow identified belongingness and love as our next essential requirements, more important than self-esteem or self-actualization. Yet modern workplace culture often reverses this order, prioritizing career advancement over relationships. As former Google SVP Laszlo Bock notes, employees stay primarily because of their colleagues, curious and interesting people that want to have a big impact, not perks like free food or games. Our devices promise productivity, but often deliver distraction. The average office worker faces over 100 emails daily, competing with human connections for attention. Contrary to popular belief, multitasking is a myth. Our brains aren't working in parallel, but rapidly switching between tasks, creating cognitive lags where nothing happens. While technology gets credit for productivity gains, our coworkers are the true catalysts. Colleagues who are experts, intelligent, kind, and hardworking help us become smarter and more productive. Over half of employees cite coworkers as their primary non-salary motivation, and 40% say the right people inspire their creativity. Digital notifications destroy creativity. The average person checks their phone 47 times daily, 82 times for younger people, preventing the mental downtime needed for creative thought. To foster creativity, turn off notifications, embrace diverse perspectives outside your industry, find moments of solitude, conduct walking meetings, which increase creativity by 60%, block dedicated thinking time, travel for fresh inspiration, and seek challenging tasks that force innovative solutions. In a world where skills become obsolete every 5 years, shared learning is essential for staying relevant. Collaborative learning improves critical thinking and productivity. Studies show people working in close proximity perform 15% better than isolated colleagues. Being a shared learner means proactively providing information and resources to teammates before they ask, creating a reciprocal culture of knowledge exchange. Several obstacles prevent effective shared learning. Ego makes us hoard information. Complacency leads to siloed work environments. Different learning styles require empathetic approaches, and technology can either bridge or widen gaps between distributed teams. Teaching skills in person strengthens workplace relationships. To effectively teach colleagues, empathize by sharing your own weaknesses, demonstrate skills with step-by-step explanations, encourage practice, provide constructive feedback, and follow up to ensure successful implementation. Bridging the generational gap through shared learning creates mutual benefits. Younger workers can teach older colleagues about new technologies and collaborative thinking, while older workers offer wisdom about career building, relationships, and navigating corporate politics. True diversity transcends demographics to embrace different perspectives and experiences. Young workers value diverse viewpoints above demographic diversity. These varied perspectives create productive tension that engages employees by challenging their own styles and contributions. Groupthink, when teams reach consensus while disregarding opposing viewpoints, undermines diverse ideas. Warning signs include quick solutions to complex problems, ridicule of dissenters, and fear of contradicting the group. Phrases like, "Let's work through this project like we did before," signal groupthink. While technology provides equal access, it can create digital divides. Text messages and emails lack tone and body language, leading to misinterpretations. Research shows we correctly interpret email tone only 50% of the time, despite believing we're right 90%. Face-to-face requests are 34 times more effective than email. To incorporate diverse ideas, hire unconventional candidates by looking beyond credentials to passions and interests. Create psychological safety. Google's Project Aristotle found the best teams respect emotions and ensure equal contribution from all members. Despite technology enabling remote work, research shows employees still prefer in-person communication. Siloed teams fail to share information, reducing efficiency, depleting morale, and isolating employees. People value open, honest, and transparent communication from leaders above confidence or ambition. To foster this culture, establish accessibility through open-door policies, champion real-time feedback instead of annual reviews, and share to-do lists to increase accountability and collaboration. Workplace conflicts are inevitable, consuming nearly 3 hours weekly. While older workers prefer face-to-face resolution, younger employees often attempt digital solutions, potentially escalating minor disputes. To minimize conflicts, understand teammates' needs and work styles, tailor communication approaches, regularly encourage team members, ask for help when needed, and establish clear conflict guidelines with defined reporting procedures and resolution steps. In today's job market, over 3/4 of full-time workers are either actively job hunting or open to new opportunities. The key to retention is engagement. Only 4% of engaged employees would leave within a year, compared to 33% of disengaged workers. Face-to-face presence has psychological power that virtual interaction can't match. Research shows that passive FaceTime, simply being seen at work, leads observers to perceive employees as more dependable and committed. Your physical absence affects both team loyalty and career prospects. Employee engagement rests on 4 key factors: happiness, belonging, purpose, and trust. Happy employees are 31% more productive, have 37% higher sales, and are 3 times more creative. Purpose gives meaning to work, while trust forms the foundation of successful relationships. High trust environments produce remarkable results: 74% less stress, 106% more energy, 50% higher productivity, and significantly less burnout. Despite technological advancement, humans will always excel at soft skills that machines cannot replicate. As Kai-Fu Lee notes, touching one's heart with your heart is something that machines will never be good at. The challenge is to put down phones, turn off notifications, and reconnect with humans, making every interaction count.